All right, hearing none, thank you very much. We'll look forward to the next update. I'd like to just at this moment to acknowledge a little change that we've done over the last couple months in our committees, our committee structure, and committee reporting responsibility. And certainly the board members all realize that committee meetings have been held over basically a month period of time, different times. And what we've been trying to do is to, number one, make sure that we populate all the committees as thoroughly as we can, and number two, where possible, to recognize the time commitment that all of you put in serving as trustees and trying to utilize that time most effectively. As a result, there will be three committee meetings on the day before the Board of Trustee meetings. Typically, Karen, it's only been your committee that's met that day before, but now we will have three committee meetings then. Unfortunately, Alden Budget and Facilities Finance Committee requires that it be held a week prior to that. And as a result of each of you stepping up and volunteering to actually serve on more committees than some of you have been serving on, that committee structure and layout and membership has changed. I won't go through and bore everybody with the assignments. It will be posted on our website. If there's any question from the media relative to what the committees are, who the membership of the committees are. The chairmanships have not changed, but we've added some people to the committee. So first of all, my personal thanks to each of you for volunteering to serve more, and hopefully the timing of it now will be better for you and your utilization. So thank you very much for that process. In recognition of that, it's time for us to have committee reports. The first report is that the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee meeting was not held. Event will be held again in November, but there was not a meeting this time. So the first report will be from the Healthcare Systems Committee, which is chaired by Trustee Courts. Tim, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The University Healthcare System Committee met by video conference on August 25th at Urbana, Chicago, Springfield, and Rockford. Joining me for that meeting was Trustee Pat Fitzgerald. Minutes from the committee's July 7 meeting were approved. Dr. Barris shared with us the great news of the recent Chicagoland hospital ratings by U.S. News and World Report. Our hospital jumped from a rating of 23rd last year all the way up to 8th this year. Our goal was to be in the top 10 in 5 years and in the top 5 in 10 years. Thus, we have achieved the first goal in just a few years. A good part of this vast improvement in ratings has to do with recent significant downward trends in morbidity and mortality at the hospital. Dr. Barris stressed that this was very much a group effort, and praise should go out to all members of the senior management team who worked diligently and tirelessly as a team to effect these improvements. I feel it is appropriate for the board entirely to publicly recognize our management team and applaud their efforts. Items to be considered by the full board today that were discussed in our meeting involved a new purchase recommendation and two renewals. I refer you to agenda item 20. Excuse me. First is a recommendation to purchase a new linear accelerator for $3.4 million to be used by the radiation oncology department. The renewals are for cardiac, spinal, and orthopedic surgical appliances for $4 million. And just to remind you, these charges are normally passed along to the patient. And for radiation oncological services supplied by staff from the University of Chicago who regularly visit our hospital to offer these services to our patients. Our collaboration highlight was presented by Drs. Lisa Brosseau and Joseph Zanoni from the College of Public Health at UIC, and by Dr. Robert Ahern, professor of ag engineering at UIUC. Collectively, they work to improve occupational safety and health in the farming community. This includes education of health and safety professionals, education of MPH, MD, and PhD students, and outreach to, and outreach to Illinois communities via the extension. Farming is statistically a high-risk profession for serious accidents, such as those involving the use of heavy machinery, and entrapment deaths in grain bins, to name a few, and more chronic conditions such as pulmonary complications from particulate exposure. Our faculty's efforts on these fronts directly benefit the economy and the citizens of the state of Illinois. Next, our hospital CEO, Dr. Ghosh, summarized some highlights of hospital accomplishments for fiscal 2016. Strategically, the business is growing. Clinical visits are up significantly, as are ER visits and surgeries. Referrals and transfers were accepted from a total of 99 other hospitals, usually due to increased complexities of the conditions of the patients transferred. Transfers were up by a total of 4,000 compared to fiscal 2015. Care delivery has improved with efforts to smooth transitions in the continuity of care among different clinics and departments. And quality of care has improved too. The drop in morbidity and mortality was alluded to earlier and had a big effect in our jump in the recent U.S. news ratings. Regarding finances, fiscal 16 resulted in a profit of $4.8 million. Of note, we delivered $24.6 million worth of charity care, which is care administered where we know beforehand we will not be reimbursed. Days cash on hand has dropped to 79 days from a previous average of about 120. As discussed in our last report, this is mainly due to the huge spike in accounts receivable from Medicaid managed care entities. Finally, Dr. Robert Wynn, director of our cancer center, gave us a presentation on the recent grant we received for the Precision Medicine Initiative. This involves taking into account a patient's environmental exposures and genetic factors in evaluating risk, pharmacological efficacy, and markers of disease to target individually focused therapies. We are one of four regional health care providers nationwide to be awarded such a grant, the others being Pittsburgh, New York City, and Tucson. Medically related data will be collected for a large cohort population, and this data will then be mined to attempt to draw hypotheses therefrom. The committee concluded its activities with an executive session that was presented to the entire board earlier today. Our next meeting will be held on 9 November 2016, which is the day before the full BOT meeting, at 1 p.m. in the Michelle Thompson Rooms B and C UIC Student Center West. Please note that this will be a live meeting, as for now we have no longer plans to meet via teleconference, but I'm pretty sure that phone access will still be an option for that meeting. That concludes my report, Mr. Chair. I'd be happy to try to field any questions anybody might have.
Any question? Quite a substantive committee. Any questions or comments?
Yes, how much was the grant award for the research project for the individual medicine business?
Please, Bob.
Initially $53 million, and we hope that
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Just to add a comment again to the performance rating of the hospital and the improvement in that rating, CEO Ghosh and the whole team, congratulations. That monumental improvement, and obviously you've still got expectations of going on from there, but congratulations to all of you.